President Biden is considering throwing his support behind some proposals that could significantly change the Supreme Court. This comes as Biden tries to make the court a bigger part of his case for a second term. He says the conservative justices named by former President Trump have led to changes like the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And Biden is increasingly warning that Trump could cement the conservative majority on the court if he wins in November. Here's Biden yesterday in an interview with BET News.
There are going to probably be two more appointments to the court. There's probably two people going to retire. Just imagine if he has two more appointments on that, what that means forever.
White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram joins me now. Good morning, Deepa.
Good morning.
What are the changes Biden is weighing?
Well, these are pretty big proposals that Biden is considering, and that would include putting term limits on Supreme Court justices who have terms for life right now. Another proposal is establishing a code of ethics for justices, one that's actually enforceable. And he's also considering a proposal of a constitutional amendment that would limit immunity for presidents and other officials. And that last point is in response to the Supreme Court's recent ruling that said a president would have immunity for official actions, and critics of the decision essentially said that makes the U.S. president a king. But there's an important point to make here. These changes are ones that Biden cannot make on his own. They'd have to go through Congress, but there are some lawmakers already who have put forth proposals that encompass what Biden is looking into. I should note, Biden's plans here aren't fully finalized, but a source familiar with the situation who spoke to me on the condition of anonymity said he'd roll out his proposals in a matter of weeks.
This is a change in tone for Biden because he hasn't been open to these kinds of ideas in the past. Tell us about that evolution in his messaging.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, some more left members of his party have been trying to push him on this issue since he was running for president the last time in the 2020 election. And then when he was elected, he said he would get the country's top constitutional law experts together to look into potential reforms. And in his first year in office, those independent experts released a lengthy report on this, but Biden hasn't really talked about it since. And that's until recently. The president has become a lot more critical of the court. I was at a big fundraiser Biden did in LA last month with former President Obama, and his remarks on the court were a major headline from that event. And at almost every stop, right, Biden talks about how the court has rolled back things like reproductive rights and affirmative action. So the court has more and more become a topic that Biden has been speaking about in public and in private, too. A source familiar with the president's plans told me he spoke to progressive lawmakers from the Congressional Progressive Caucus about this whole court reform over the weekend. And he told them that he's been looking into Supreme Court reforms for a few months now.
Deepa, Biden obviously has a tough election ahead. To what degree is this a move that could get him political bonus points with the general public and especially with voters?
Yeah, I mean, there's polling that shows that things like term limits for justices are actually really popular. A poll from Quinnipiac last month shows 70% of Americans support term limits. That includes a majority of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. And Biden is working with a divided Congress here, right? So it's highly unlikely that any of these proposals would actually become legislation. But the fact that Biden is appearing to support these measures could bring him some goodwill from voters, particularly some of the more progressive voters in his own party who have been more critical of the president. And it can earn him some credit from Democrats at a time when he's been facing a lot of internal doubts from his own party ever since his debate performance last month.
That is NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram. Thank you.
Thank you.